大家好。
Hello, everyone.
欢迎来到本期的深度解析。
Welcome to this in-depth analysis.
你有没有想过，咱们平时随处可见
？Have you ever thought about the things we see everywhere?
甚至经常弄丢
，even often lose，
都不心疼的一块钱打火机
，a lighter that doesn't make anyone feel sorry for a single dollar。
凭什么卖这么便宜
？Why are you selling at such a low price？
今天咱们就来拆解这个极其不起眼。
Today, let's break down this extremely inconspicuous,
但绝对堪称工业奇迹的超廉价商品。
But it is absolutely a miracle of industry, a very cheap product.
这不仅是个关于小商品的故事。
This is not just a story about small goods,
更是一套隐藏在极低价格背后的简直绝了的工程与商业逻辑。
This is a set of engineering and business logic hidden behind incredibly low prices.
好的。
Okay.
咱们直接切入正题。
Let's get straight to the point.
咱们今天的路线非常清晰。
Our route today is very clear.
顺着这条线往下走。
Follow this line down.
先看看第一部分。
Let's start with the first part.
一元悖论到底是怎么回事
？What is the paradox of one？
然后扒一扒他那些完全不按套路出牌的设计秘诀。
Then let's delve into the secrets of his unconventional settings。
接着带你见识一下
，Let me show you，
堪称奇迹的自动化流水线
，A miracle of automation。
顺便再算一笔精确到厘的经济账。
Let's also calculate the exact economic failures.
最后呢，咱们再深度聊聊这种极致内卷的背后。
Then let's delve deeper into the reasons behind this extreme competition.
到底藏着怎样的代价
？What are the hidden costs?
好，直接进入第一部分。
This directly enters the first part.
一元悖论。
One-sided paradox.
咱们得先直面这个最核心，也是最反直觉的问题。
We need to first face the most core and most counterintuitive problem.
一个装满了易燃气体呀
，A container filled with flammable gas.
还塞了一堆金属部件的复杂机械装置。
A complex mechanical device filled with a lot of metal parts.
怎么可能卖得比一颗糖果还要便宜
？How could something be sold for less than a piece of candy?
而且厂家居然还有钱赚
？And the manufacturer actually makes money.
为了在一开始就打破你的固有认识
，To immediately break your preconceived notions.
我必须给你报一个极其惊人的数字。
I have to tell you a very surprising number.
这个小小的物件绝对不是你以为的随便一块塑料那么简单。
This little object is definitely not just a simple piece of plastic as you might think.
它里面实打实地塞了整整17个独立的精密零件。
It contains a total of 17 independent and precise parts.
17个啊
,17.
朋友们，从最顶部的火石轮、风罩到里面的出气针、小弹簧。
Friends, from the top of the Firestone wheel cover to the inside of the air needle's small spring.
最后再到底部的液态顶烷气体。
Finally, the liquid butane gas is lowered to the bottom.
这整整17个精密零件明摆着告诉你
These 17 precisely manufactured parts clearly show.
就算它只卖一块钱
Even if it only sells for a penny.
它也是一台不折不扣的复杂精密机械
It is also a truly complex and precise machine.
那么问题来了
，So the question is，
到底是怎么做到这么低价的？这就演出了咱们的第二部分， 反常识的设计秘诀。
This is where we reveal the second part of our unconventional design secrets, which allows us to achieve such low prices.
说实话
，Honestly，
它背后的这套工程学则简直把传统经济学的规则按在地上摩擦。
The underlying engineering behind it is simply rubbing traditional economic rules into the dirt.
按咱们平时的常识
，According to our common sense，
或者说传统的工业思维，造东西肯定是零件越少越省钱。
Or to put it another way, traditional industrial thinking is that the fewer parts there are, the cheaper it will be.
对吧
？Right.
因为组装简单嘛。
Because it's easy to assemble.
但是打火机逻辑偏不。
But the logic of the lighter is not right.
他玩了一手极端的化整为零。
He played a very extreme version of the game.
把零件极致拆分
，disassemble parts to the extreme，
然后用极其成熟的单一工艺去批量制造
，then use a highly mature single process to mass production。
结果呢？成本没有上升
，the result is that the cost has not increased，
反而来了一个断崖式的暴跌
，instead it experienced a sharp decline。
举个最直观的例子
，Here is a very straightforward example.
人家根本不用那些又贵又费时间的精密机械加工。
People don't need those expensive and time-consuming precision mechanical machining.
用什么呢
？What？
0.1 毫米的马口铁。
A tin can with a diameter of 0.1 millimeters.Okay.
就是易拉罐用的那种便宜材料。
The cheap material used for making soda cans.
直接冲压成型。
Die casting.
这种看似消费降级的选择。
This seemingly consumer-oriented choice.
让一套极其普通的模具能硬扛超过1000万次的冲压。
Allow a very ordinary mold.To withstand over 10 million stamping operations.
平摊到每个零件上的成本。
Distribute the cost to each part.
真就直接砸穿地板了。
Just smash through the floor.
不仅如此啊。
Not only that.
最要命的是这三大极度反常识的工程设计。
The most critical thing is these three extremely unconventional engineering designs.
第一
First,
全卡扣和过盈配合
Full card and hard.
说白了就是故意做大那么一丢丢硬塞进去
In short, it's deliberately made a little bigger to force it in.
靠纯物理挤压卡死
By pure physical squeezing, it is stuck.
第二
Second,
直接把传统密封件全扔了
Just throw away all the traditional seals.
第三点更夸张
The third point is even more exaggerated.
把容许的误差
Tolerance,
也就是所谓的公差直接放大了整整10倍
This is essentially 10 times the tolerance.
正是这三板斧彻底干掉了螺丝和胶水。
It was these three tools that completely removed the screws and glue.
让后续的组装成本瞬间归零。
Eliminate subsequent assembly costs instantly.
想象一下。
Imagine.
那些精巧的塑料小卡扣。
Those clever plastic clips.
不需要任何额外的连接件。
No additional connectors are required.
纯靠塑料材质本身的形变
Purely relying on the deformation of the plastic material itself.
咔嗒一下就拼好了
It's ready in a snap.
这种模块化的镶嵌设计
This modular embedding design.
让机器组装的速度比传统人工起码快了整整1000倍
Make machines assemble at least 1,000 times faster than traditional manual labor.
了这么轻妙的底层设计, 接,
With such a sophisticated underlying design,
接下来就是见证奇迹的时刻了。
The next moment is the moment of witnessing miracles.
进入第三部分,
Enter the third part,
自动化组装奇迹,
Automated assembly miracle.
咱们去工厂流水线上,
Let's go to the factory assembly line.
看看什么叫真正的速度与激情, 机器一开动作快,
Let's see what a real speed and passion machine looks like when it starts up.
到你眼睛都跟不上,
So fast that your eyes can't keep up.
通过震动盘自动上料, 机器在 0.03秒内压入核心部件,
The vibration table automatic feeding machine can press the core components into place within 0.03 seconds.
紧接着 0.02秒急速灌气,
Immediately after 0.02 seconds, he rapidly inhaled.
然后立刻装火石,封罩,
And immediately put on the fire resistant shield.
最后同步完成测试, 这一套丝滑连招,
Finally, I completed the aesthetic combo.
打完,每 0.2秒就能吐出一个组装好的打火机,
You can assemble a working lighter in 0.2 seconds.
0.2秒啊,
0.2 seconds.
眨个眼的时间而已,
It's just a blink of an eye.
面对这么一个效率怪兽,
In the face of such an efficiency monster,
你猜需要多少工人?
How many workers are needed?
两个, 对,
Two pairs.
只需要两名工人, 每天在旁边溜达溜达,
Just two workers to walk around and look around.
盯着机器,
Staring at the machine.
别卡住就行了,
Just don't get stuck.
就这么一条线,
Just a line.
极大地榨干了人力成本的水分,
The excessive exploitation of human resources.
每天能极其稳定地狂吐,
Every day I can vomit extremely stably.
43万个打火机, 这,
43,000 lighters are good.
就是把人力清零后, 极致地量产暴力美学,
Just make the manpower zero and produce the ultimate violent aesthetics.
接下来咱们来点硬核的,进入第四部分。
Now let's move on to the more advanced part, the fourth section.
精确到厘的成本拆解。Detailed
cost breakdown to the nearest cent.
现在咱们直接翻开账本,把。Now
let's just open the tent book directly.
这些小到近乎荒谬的数字放大, 看,
Magnify these numbers, which are almost absurdly small.
看这背后的财务逻辑到底有多绝,
自动化一上,
Let's see the financial logic behind this automation.
人工成本直接被打成了零头中的零头,
The labor costs were reduced to the last bit.
单看象限数据,
Based on the data of the individual items,
人工成本硬生生被压缩到了总成本的仅仅 2.1。
The labor cost is compressed to only 21% of the total cost.
在原材料占据 54%大头的情况下,
In the case where raw materials occupy 54%,
凭借这种变态级的成本控制能力, 工厂居然还能稳稳地抠出大约 15%的利润空间。 在
With such a high level of control, the factory was able to maintain a stable profit margin of about 15%.
这里啊, 成本的计算单位早就不能用分了。
Here, the unit of cost is no longer in cents.
得用厘。
Use the leaves.
也就是千分之一块钱。
That's one-tenth of a dollar.
你敢信吗？
Can you believe it?
组装一个打火机所需的人工费。
Assemble the labor costs required for a lighter.
只要令人发指的 0.008 元，连
As long as you can get a staggering 0.008 yuan.
一分钱都不到，这
Less than a penny.
绝对是把降本增效直接刻进 DNA 里的终极形态了。
This directly connects the increase and increase to the core structure of DNA.
刚才咱们把这个工业奇迹一顿。
Just now we talked about this industrial miracle.
猛夸，但。
Exaggerate.
但是现在咱们必须猛踩刹车了。
But now we must pedal hard.
进入第五部分。
However, in the fifth part,
我们必须要问一个非常尖锐的问题。
We must ask a very sharp and pointed question.
为了省这点钱
To save a little money.
把成本压榨到这种地步
Squeeze costs to this extent.
这种极致内卷的代价到底是什么呢？
What are the ultimate costs of this extreme competition?
稍微想一想。
Just think about it.
当你为了省几毛钱扒掉了所有的安全密封垫
When you remove all the safety seals to save a few cents.
为了方便组装
To facilitate assembly.
甚至把公差放大了十倍
Even magnified the tolerance by 10 times.
这种在钢丝上跳舞的极限操作
This extreme stunt of dancing on steel wires.
说实话，是不是悄悄在消费者的口袋里埋下了一颗充满安全隐患的定时炸弹呢？
Honestly, isn't it secretly planting a time bomb in people's pockets full of security risks?
而且，资料也给我们揭开了这门生意更加血淋淋的现实一面。
Moreover, the information also revealed the more bloody reality of this business.
这种极端的行业内卷，玩的全是杀敌一千，自损八百的套路。
This extreme competition within the industry is just a case of killing a thousand and injuring yourself.
在这个卷到起飞的红海市场里
In this rapidly growing Red Sea market,
哪怕你手里握着所谓的核心技术
Even if you hold the so-called core technology
只要供大于求
As long as supply exceeds demand
利润就会被无限挤压
Profit will be squeezed endlessly
到了最后赚不赚钱更
At the end, whether you make money or not
根本不是看技术
It's not just about technology
而是完全被残酷的供需法则死死拿捏。资料里有句话说得特别透彻。
Instead, it was completely crushed by the brutal law of supply and demand. As someone said in the document, it was very insightful.
可以说是终极启示。
This can be considered as the ultimate revelation.
真正的力量并不是卖一元。
True strength is not about selling for one yuan,
而是逼迫全世界所有打火机厂只能卖一元。
Instead, they forced all the matches factories to sell at only one yuan.
这话太狠了。
That's too harsh.
一元打火机
One dollar lighter.
真正的可怕之处
The real horror.
根本不是他自己便宜。
It's not his own place.
而是他变成了一把降维打击的镰刀。
Instead, it became a weapon that reduces dimensions.
硬生生地把全球打火机行业的天花板
To be the no one in the global lighter industry.
死死地焊在了一块钱的位置。
Stuck together in a single spot.
没有人能逃出这个价格陷阱。
No one can escape this price trap.
所以在今天解析的最后
So, in the final analysis of today's
我想把这个问题抛给大家去琢磨。
I want to put this question out there for everyone to ponder.
一元打火机
$1 lighter
这种直至降本的逻辑到底是一个值得所有行业去顶礼膜拜疯狂复制的工业奇迹还是一场
This logic of cost reduction, whether it is a miracle of industrial replication that all industries should worship or A,
咱们应该时刻警惕千万别踩进去的底线深渊
We should always be vigilant and never cross the line
希望今天的内容能让你对身边这些便宜的离谱的小玩意儿产生一点全新的思考
I hope that the content today can make you have a new perspective on these cheap and outrageous little things around you
好
了 Okay
好了咱们下期再见
See you next time.